This is Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator for arch report on Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Ramsdale. This goes to Dr. Bill Cooplin, 8/19/25. Mrs. Ramsdale performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the illness of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/20/25, there's been no significant change period of paired with compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Hatcher. This goes to Maria Mastoras, M-A-S-T-O-R-A-S, F-N-P. On 8/19/25, Mr. Hatcher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/23/25, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to nobody. On 8/19/25, Mrs. Willis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/14/25, there's no significant change period in a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Cornelison. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 8/19/25, Mrs. Cornelison performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 5/8/25, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.